A word for you from Isaiah 38, verses 18 and 19, the first part of it. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you as I do this day. Yes, it is only the living, those who have been made alive by God. And as we read in the New Testament, for instance, at the beginning of Ephesians, God has made us alive with Jesus Christ. God doesn't just forgive because he likes to forgive. He forgives because the price has been paid. Yes, God delights to forgive, but God is also the God of justice. So the verse before our text for today, it says that God has forgiven him and God has cast all his sins behind his back. In other words, they are forever forgotten. And that is the assurance that brings life to a person, that takes the person out of the bitterness of soul that Hezekiah was experiencing here in this context, and they experience his forgiveness, God's forgiveness, because Christ has paid, he's paid the ultimate price of sin because of death, his burial, his resurrection. And so we can experience the joy of forgiveness. Now, it says that Sheol cannot thank you. In other words, those who are dead already, those who are down there, cannot praise God. In another version, it says here, in verse 18, the dead don't thank you, and choirs don't sing praises from the morgue. Those buried 6 feet under don't witness to your faithful ways. Well, a slightly less reverent translation, but it gets the gist of the message that those who are dead and down under don't experience the joy of forgiveness and cannot praise God. And he rejoices in the fact that he is alive and able to praise God with the life in his body. It also has a spiritual meaning that if you are spiritually dead, you are incapable of thanking God and witnessing to the faithful ways of God. Do you find that you are dead spiritually? And with it comes an ungratefulness, an inability to give thanks truly from your heart. There's no joy in being able to thank God anymore because there's a death inside you. You feel like you are 6 foot under. Well, God can restore you from that. Bring your sins to him. Honestly, sincerely, he can forgive you and bring you back to life.